spirits. Now, if you get up or if you go back to sleep, that is your fault. Like if you have a meeting, you want to go somewhere, and then you are worried what to do, just recite this verse, do wudu, recite this verse, go to sleep, and then tell that I want to get up at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, anytime. And this verse will help you to open your eyes. They had a relative, she was 100 years old, very old, but her eyesight was very, very good. And she was asked, what is the secret? Why your eyesight is like young people? She said, after every namaz, I put my hands on my eyes and I recite Ayatul Kursi. Full Ayatul Kursi, not the half one. Til Khalidun. The benefits of Quran. You can achieve many benefits from Quran. But the point, don't remember, don't forget and remember this point. Allah is saying, إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنُ الْكَرِيمُ فِي كَتَابٍ مَكْنُونَ لَا يَمَسُّهُ إِلَّا الْمُطَهَّرُونَ. In the beginning, I asked this question, what does this mean? Does it mean that nobody can touch the text of Quran? Does this mean nobody can touch the papers of the Quran? Does this mean nobody can touch the words of Holy Quran? No. This means, لَا يَمَسُّهُ إِلَّا الْمُطَهَّرُونَ means, nobody can achieve benefit from Quran except those people who are purified. Very important. If you want to achieve benefit from Quran, Quran is everything. Everything. Inshallah, in future nights, we'll talk. Even if one had cancer, even if one had AIDS, HIV, even if one had very, very dangerous diseases, no matter how dangerous or incurable disease is it, you can heal that person by the help of Quran. But there are some conditions. In the beginning you might say, hey, you know, it seems awkward. How can you heal someone by Quran? And some people also object. You know, some people say, Mawlana, you know, you have to say these things in Pakistan, in India, in Iran, in Iraq, in Asian countries. You know, we are living in Geneva. We are well-educated people. How can we accept this? That just by reciting Surah Al-Fatiha 70 times, like for example, we will be healed? We will be cured? No, we cannot accept it. You know, like when we get ill, what we do? We take a pill, we take a medicine, we take a syrup, we take a capsule, it goes to our stomach, it goes to our digestive system, a reaction happens, if it was an antibacterial, it kills the bacteria, and then we are healed. By reciting Surah Al-Fatiha, no reaction is happening in our life. So how can we accept? How can we believe? You know, these talks are not for here. Go back to Pakistan and go and deliver there. You know, some people say, they say, Mawlana, whatever you say, we go and search it on Google and we find out whether you are right or wrong. That's a good point. You have to do your researches. Don't accept anything you've heard from anybody. But this is a fact. This is not wrong. Surah Al-Fatiha, the verses of Holy Quran, the words in Holy Quran will help you to be healed, to be cured. Yeah, of course. One of the ways to heal someone, one of the ways to cure someone is taking medicine, syrup, capsules, pills. But there are different ways to heal. Like allopathic medicines, homeopathic medicines, acupuncture. They don't use any medicine. They just insert needles in your body and you are healed. Acupressure, zone therapy, reflexology. They don't even use needles. They just press on different parts in your hands, on your feet, behind your ears, and you are healed. It seems like a joke, but a man came, he said that I was not having child, but by the help of reflexology, just pressing a few buttons on your hands and your feet, I had a child. So there are different ways to heal. And one of those ways is Holy Quran. So it's not only medicine, it's not only syrup which can heal you. Acupuncture, acupressure, zone therapy, reflexology, many other ways. In different countries, they have different ways to heal people. Now let's see how Quran can heal us. If you ask, if someone asks you, you know, what is the philosophy, what is the logic behind reciting Surah Al-Fatiha and being healed? When you recite Surah Al-Fatiha, like for example, for being healed, it has some conditions. You have to remember those conditions. It is very important. It's not just like this, reciting Surah Al-Fatiha and then I'm healed. No. The main point is you have to have concentration. 100% concentration. It's not like this. I'm reciting, like Mawlana said, if you recite 70 times Surah Al-Fatiha, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, your all diseases will be healed. Okay, so I'm starting from today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, then you talk to your wife, hey, how are you? Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you reply your phone. Maliki Yawmiddin, you check your email. No. With 100% concentration. It's very important. As if you remember the first night, Ibn Al-Aziz Muhammad Hassan, I said, concentration is very important. You have narration, if you just recite 2 rak'at namaz, 2 rak'at prayers, with 100% concentration, without letting your mind go anywhere, you will definitely go to paradise. So one of the conditions is 100% concentration. And with 100% concentration, and with the depth of your heart, you recite Surah Al-Fatiha, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And you ask Allah, oh my God, help me, heal me, save me from this disease. And you, with the depth of your heart, you talk with your God, recite Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen with 100% concentration. And tears come in your eyes. And you shed tears. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. You're reciting, you're crying. Now this is a reaction. This is a change in your body. You know, crying is not easy. Now inshallah, I'll recite Masayid. We will see who is able to cry. It is very difficult. I mean, in Masayid, you see many people, they cannot cry. Crying is not easy. But when you go with 100% concentration, with the depth of your heart, seeking help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you shed tears, and now this will help you to be healed. The second thing, you should have 100% trust on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unfortunately, we don't have trust on Allah. Unfortunately. We say, Ya Allah, help me. And we say, inshallah, something else will help you too. But no, 100% trust. And remember, this trust will help you. There was a research in one of the universities in the state. Few students participated in this research. Half of them were given a medicine which makes them sleep, and half of them were given a medicine which keeps them awake. And they were told the opposite. The one who was given the medicine to sleep, they told him this will keep you awake. And the one who was given the medicine to sleep, they told them to stay awake, they told them this will make you sleep. The chemical reaction was something else, and they were told something else. And they developed a trust on that thing. A belief was made for them that yes, this medicine will keep you awake, while the chemical reaction to make him sleep. So the research, you can go and search it on Google. It happened in Howard University in the United States. The research at the end came that most of those students reacted the same way as they were told, as they believed, as they trusted. You know, let me give you an easier example. Like an old man, he is ill. If he keeps saying, I'm old, I'm going to die, huh? He'll get more ill. Isn't it like this? Psychologically, if you have 100% trust on something, that thing happens. But if he says, no, I'm young. There was a joke, a man, he was old. He said, main toh jawan ho, abhi dusri shaadi karne wala hu. If he says, no, I'm young, I'm not ill, then what happens? He stays better than the one who keeps saying, I'm old, I'm ill, I'm dying, I'm this, I'm that. So psychologically, if you had 100% trust, if you recite Surah Al-Fatiha like for 70 times, with 100% trust in Allah, Ya Allah, you are the only who could help me. You are the only who will help me. 100% trust.